Welcome to your five for the day. Soccer is the most popular and the most watched sport in the world, with more than 3.3 billion fans. Sadly, today the game of football has too many harsh and unnecessary tackles, and players can receive red cards for the worst of these fouls. The problem in real life is that we all have a past. God warns us in his word, the Bible, all the world is guilty before God. Our foreparents Adam and Eve sinned, and everyone born since has fallen foul of their disobedience. God, however, wants us as part of his family. He offers us a free transfer. He does not ignore our wrong beliefs or behavior, but he will and can forgive if we come to him in faith and trust him. Soccer fans love to sing their team's praises by wearing logos, posting notes on Facebook about their beloved teams, or talking about them with friends. Fans leave no doubt where their loyalty stands. I think of such unashamed loyalty when I read Psalm 34, where David draws our attention to someone vastly more vital than anything else on earth. David says, "I will extol the Lord at all times." And we're left to wonder about the gaps in our lives when we live as if God is not our source of truth, light and salvation. He also says, "His praise will also be on my lips." And we think about how many times we praise things of this world more than we praise the Lord God. David says, "My soul shall make its boast in the Lord." And we realize that we boast about our own small successes more than what Jesus has done for us. It's not wrong to enjoy our teams, our interests, and our accomplishments, but our highest praise should go to the Lord. "Glorify the Lord with me," says David. "Let us exalt his name together." How often do we give God the benefit of the doubt? Maybe we're a lot like David. In his better moments, he was loyal to his God. At times, he was determined to think nothing but the best about the Lord of heaven. But like us, his thoughts were often mixed with feelings of loss and worry, with its inevitable fears. Thankfully, in times of trouble, David reminds us that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The troubles of David's personal story and the raw, ever-changing emotions of his song show a person who is far more like us than different. Whilst wanting to never forget the goodness of God, he often found himself overwhelmed with fear and despair. By his honest complaints and times of confusion, he shows us what God can do in response to our cries for help. Like so many other men and women of the Bible, he reminds us that his God loves to show mercy, forgiveness, and compassion to people like us. Football is all about goals. The referee has seconds to decide to allow or disallow a goal. His decision is not always the right one. We must be sure to make the right decisions, because life is not a game. God has a purpose for our lives. We're all in this world for a reason and a divine purpose. The modern soccer game has a bench full of substitutes. God's love for us is so great. He gave his Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on a cross. He took the penalty of our sin. He became the perfect substitute. God punished his Son instead of us. The Son of God, who loved us, gave himself for us. Loyalty is the test of true love. Our sports loyalties can remind us that our truest and greatest loyalty must be to God. Thank you for listening. God bless you.